Always good to be playing in the friendly confines of Wyland Field. No road trips to Panhandle. When's the last time we ever could say? Usually it's one, if not two, but none this year, at least regular season.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, I keep looking at the schedule, and we don't have to make a road trip out there. Even getting back at 1:30 from Crete the other night, last Friday, it would have been another 2 hours if you're in the Panhandle. So we're not complaining. We're excited to get gearing down here week five, and then here in a couple more weeks, it'll be Scott's Bluff.
No question. Yep, they'll make the trip. We do have to go to Ogallala here. That's no big deal. A little road trip up there, but hopefully a good week of practice. I know your JV's played on Monday, and kids getting ready. Hey, district play kicking off once again this week.
Yeah, you know, it's our JV's had a competitive game against Gothenburg on the road on Monday, and, you know, it was exciting to get back this week after a good road win against Crete. I felt like we played a lot more disciplined football. I felt like overall we kind of got after it right from the start, and we were able to sustain that for four quarters, and I was just proud of the guys and making that road trip and playing as well as we did, and we're going to have to carry that over tonight against Gehring. Gehring is off to, you know, really the start we believe they were going to have. There's no shocker that there was a high chance they'd be 4-0 coming into our place here week five, and that's what makes it a really good matchup, and they bring a lot of guys back from a year ago. So it's going to be a heck of a game tonight, so we've just been really prepared and taking the things that we did against Crete, the positives, but still things that we want to keep getting better at.
Yeah, there were some years where Gehring football, oh boy, it wasn't good at all. But Coach O'Boyle, Daniel Boyle, has once again moving that spot as head coach, and 6-4 last year, lost the first round of the playoffs, and already 4-0 and off to a really good start this year.
They are. You know, Coach O'Boyle does a really good job. You can just sense, and from watching film and how they play on the field, you can definitely tell that they play with his type of demeanor. He's a competitive guy. I know him personally. And so, you know, like I said, it's going to be a great matchup. You know, we're really not shocked where they're at right now. They have some exceptional players. When you look at the Gable kid on defense and offense, he's the real deal. He's about 6'1", 200 pounds. He's going to be a load at tailback, and he's kind of a pain on defense, too. He just, I mean that in the most respect. He just, you got to know where he's at all times, both offense and defensively. And, you know, right there with him is the Reese Knight kid at quarterback and free safety. Is an exceptional player, does a good job in their offense, and can really is explosive with his legs, not just his arm. So when you have those two guys in the backfield on offense and both of them on defense, you know, they just they're as good as we've seen this year. And then you throw in a cast of players. They got some nice inside linebackers, some D-line that's very active. They got a couple good receivers. Their line continues to get better each and every week on the offensive line. You know, Gehring's a solid team. They're well coached. We expect nothing more than that when we face them tonight.
Ogallala game was kind of a low scoring for a while, but sounds like second half, I'm sure you watched a little game film. They kind of took it to them the second half, didn't they?
It was a tight game. You know, I would give hats off to Ogallala, and you know, from listening to Coach O'Boyle's pregame, he thinks the same way, that they had a really good game plan. They did a really good job of, you know, kind of containing both Gable and Reese and making them kind of do some things they didn't want to do. But then in the second half, those two guys took over, especially Bo Gable had a couple really nice runs in the second half that kind of broke that thing open, and that's the electricity those guys bring and the explosiveness. And so when you talk about defending them, it really is how can you contain them and slow them down, if that's even possible. We're going to have to do it tonight. We're going to have to be sure tacklers. We're going to have to pursue the ball really well.
Well, I would think, you know, last week you didn't have to throw the ball hardly at all. Your running game was outstanding. But I would think maybe tonight it's maybe a little bit more balanced against a better defense.
Yeah, this is a better defense than we seen a week ago, and that's just speaking objectively. And, you know, when you don't have to throw the ball, it's a luxury. You can just keep it on the ground. But, you know, that's what goes into each and every week of practice. We believe we got a number of things in the arsenal that if we need to bring them out, we will. You know, it's one of those things you got to prepare for everything. And so, you know, Trenton, when he had to throw the ball, threw it really well. And if we have to throw it a few more times tonight, then we'll have to. It just you just got to take what the defense is giving you. That's what offense is all about. You just got to take what's being presented to you and then execute. And we're going to have to do that at a high level.
Think everybody's okay. The only guy, gosh darn, Creighton Uresti, I saw was on crutches last week. Darn it. I think maybe in the JV game he got hurt, but hopefully everybody else is okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, Creighton Uresti and Grady Miller are out with knee injuries. And, you know, last week, Simon Garcia had a little bit of an ankle injury, but he's progressing through the week nicely. And so he'll kind of be a game-time decision as we go. We're optimistic that he's going to play at least one side of the ball for us. Things are looking in that direction, but we'll have to see as we get through the rest of this week and then tonight, and we'll make a decision on him. But other than that, it's kind of that mid-season. It's week five, and you're just trying to do everything you can to continue to recover and be ready each and every Friday.
You know, after 4 weeks, going to week five now, Coach, feel like your depth is, after all these weeks of playing some games and getting a lot more kids in the ballgame, feel like your depth is a lot better now.
Yeah, that's one of those things as you keep progressing through the season. You know, we got a handful of guys that go both ways, but we also have a number of players that come in and rotate, and that's important as well. But you're never going to get in football shape till you just do football and play football. And I feel like, you know, hopefully, through the first 4 weeks and now leading into week five, I feel like we got strong legs and the guys are able to sustain through four quarters. We've had to play four quarter games. I mean, when you talk about Aurora, you talk about the Waverly game, we had to play all four of those quarters, the guys that were involved in that. And so, you know, we're expecting nothing different tonight against Gary, and we're expecting a four quarter affair.